¡Abrid la puerta! ¡Abrid! ¡Por favor! ¡Abrid la puerta! ¡No me escucha nadie! ¡Abrid! ¡Abrid la puerta! ¡Abrid! ¡Abrid!
Hello and welcome again to Horizons from Spain. This is Elena, and for today I have a very, very special show dedicated to the figure of one of the greatest Spanish writers, that is called Gustavo Adolfo Bécquer. He is the inspiration of many Spanish horror, including Armando de Osorio, Templars. So today you are going to learn about the man, the poet, the painter, and the writer, together with a little biography and information about the poetry and the legends. We are going to listen to Dan Fisher saying the poems in English. He did a great job with that, and I really want to thank him. So, let's start with Becker. His real name was Gustavo Adolfo Domínguez Bastida, but he was known as Gustavo Adolfo Becker. He was born on the 17th of February, 1836, and he died on the 22nd of December, 1870. He was a Spanish post-romanticist writer of poetry and short stories, and now is considered one of the most important figures in Spanish literature. He adopted the alias of Becker as his brother Valeriano Becker, a painter, had done earlier. He was associated with the post-romanticism movement and wrote while realism was enjoying success in Spain. He was moderately well-known during his life, but it was after his death that most of his work were published. His best-known works are The Rhymes and the Legends, usually published together as Rimas y Leyendas. His work approached the traditional poetry and themes in a modern way, and he is considered the founder of modern Spanish lyricism. Becker's influence on the 20th century poets of the Spanish language can be felt in the works of Octavio Paz and also Janina Braschi, and also, as I say, on Nazis and Osorio's movies, between others. Gustavo Adolfo Becker was born in Seville on the 17th of February, 1836, as I said before. Orphan when he was 11, he went to live with his good mother, whose extensive library and affectionate care encouraged an early love for poetry and music. In 1852, he began to study at his uncle's art studio. Painting, however, did not suit Becker's introspective temperament. A shy, painfully sensitive boy, he preferred to walk alone, delve into folklore and art, and consort with other young poets. In 1854, against the wishes of his godmother, he went to Madrid in search of literary fame. But fame was not forthcoming, and Becker had to turn to journalism. He translated newspapers articles and wrote literary and theater criticism. During this period, however, he did publish one volume of a cherished project, Historia de los Templos de España, History of the Churches in Spain, and collaborate under a pen name in writing plays, some verses of which foreshadow the later rimas or rhymes. By 1860, Becker had fallen hopelessly in love with Julia Spin Guillen, but the relationship ended bitterly a year later. He then married Casta Esteban Navarro, with whom he had three children. The suffering and anguish caused by his unhappy love affair and disastrous marriage constitute the emotional background of Rhymes. Written during the 1860s, these short poems voice Becker longing for love and for the realization of perfect beauty. Like the mystics, he aspired to express intelligibly a vision of ineffable beauty glimpsed in the person of his beloved. Unlike the inflated style of his contemporaries, Becker's diction is spare and simple, his verse delicate and light. Yet he achieves in each poem a maximum resonance by attending to the phonetic structure of words and by using images which affect the reader's sensibility and demand his active collaboration. Becker's ability to make words express much more than their conventional meaning anticipates the techniques of modern symbolic poetry. Becker wrote most of his prose works from 1860 to 1865. This includes 22 legends which are based upon regional folklore and exploit the supernatural, while at the Monastery of Veruela in 1864, he wrote a collection of 9 letters entitled Desde mi celda, cartas literarias, From my cell, literary letters. The same year, he directed an important journal and was appointed official censor of novels. In 1868, Becker separated from his wife, and in the wake of the revolution that ended the rule of Isabel II, went to Paris. He returned to Madrid in 1869, rewrote from memory the lost manuscript of Rhymes, and resumes newspapers writing. The sudden death of his brother Valeriano in September 1870 depressed him abysmally, and he died only 3 months later, on the 22nd of December, exhausted by tuberculosis. His collected works were published posthumously in 1871.
Rhymes by G.A. Becker. Rhyme number 7, The Heart. In the dark corner of the hall, perhaps forgotten by her mistress, silent and dusty, laid the harp. So many notes slept in her strings as the songbird sleeps in the branches, waiting for the snowy hand that knows how to wake them. Alas, I thought, how often does genius likewise sleep in the deepest of the heart, and a voice like Lazarus awakes to be told, "Rise and walk."
Becker's poems were recited from memory by his contemporaries and greatly influenced the generation afterwards. Modeled in brief stanza forms, both musical and erotic, Becker's 98 rimas or rhymes came to a few thousand lines considered the foundation of modern Spanish poetry. His book was composed after his death from many sources, the primary one handwritten by Becker himself, The Sparrow's Book. Birds are a motif that shows up frequently in Becker's canon, like in Rhyme 53, where swallows appear as a sign of the end of a passionate relationship.
Rhymes by G.A. Becker. Rhyme 52, The dark-winged swallows will return. The dark-winged swallows will return to hang their nests beneath your eaves and before your windows once again beckon with their wings. But those whose flight restrained your beauty and my joy to learn, those who came to know our names, those will not return. The twining honeysuckles will return, your garden walls decline, and on another afternoon, more lovely still, again their flowers will bloom. But those with sparkling drops of dew, which we watch trembling, yearn and fall, like teardrops of the day, those will not return. From love will come once more the sound of burning words to ring. Your heart from within its soundest sleep perhaps will rise again. But mute, entranced, kneeling down, as adoring God before his throne, as I have loved you, accept the truth, they will not love you so.
Thank you.
The legends are a variety of romantic tales. As the name implies, most have a legendary tone. Some depict supernatural and semi-religious Christian, of course, events, like the Man of the Souls, the Green Eyes, the Rose of the Passion, the Disabled Libel, with references to the Holy Child of La Guardia, the Miserere, that is a religious son. Other covers more or less normal events from a romantic view, like the Moonlight Ray and Three Dates. Let's start with the first one, that is La Cruz del Diablo, or Cross of the Devil. The tale tells the evil treatment that citizens in a town suffer from the Duke, a man who was the owner of a big place rounded by a big great wall where you can see all the land that belonged to him. Esoteric elements, folklore, the devil knight, evil itself. Well, there is a cross in the mountains of Belair that... Belair, it's Belair. Don't confuse. That a tourist goes to see. The guy tells them the story about the damned cross. It seems that the Lord of Otsegre was killing all people against him. He was famous because of his cruelty and also because of his armor. He was killed, but his armor became alive. It was judged and the sentence asked to put the armor off, and the day discovered the armor was empty. It was taken to the prison, and the mayor, who didn't believe what happened, entered into its cell, and it attacked him and ran away. It was cuffed again, and it was burnt in a bonfire, while pain screaming was heard. So that is the way the armor became that cross on the hill. So, if you have seen the Spanish horror called Cross of the Devil, you will realize that it has nothing but nothing to do with this tale. Now, let's continue with El Monte de las Ánimas, that is the one that Mirek Lipinski translated for his magazine. It was published in that magazine that is called La Tarnia Fantastique International Magazine in the first issue. The story happens in Soria at Halloween night. The Countess of Borges and Acudel, together with their parents, and they were hunting on a horse. Alonso, that is one of them, starts telling the story of the mount they are seeing, that is called El Monte de las Ánimas. It's like the Spirit's Mountain, I think. It seems that the man belonged to the Templars, religious knights. When the Arabs abandoned Soria, the king made the Templars came to the city in order to protect the city, starting a kind of fighting between the nobles and the Templars. A battle started and the mount was abandoned. Inside the church of the Templars, all the enemies, the Templars and the nobles, were buried. According to a legend, every Halloween night the soul of the dead ones ran together with the animals of the wood. Back in their castle, Alonso and Beatriz, the two countess, are flirting, and Beatriz says to Alonso that she forgot a blue handkerchief at the forest and she wants to have it back. Oh, poor girl. Alonso is scared to death, although he has always been a really brave man. But moved by the love he feels for Beatriz, he decides to go there. While he's riding there, Beatriz is having terrible nightmares about Alonso. She wakes up and starts praying. In the morning, she finds her handkerchief full of blood on her night table. She gets petrified and she cannot believe what she's seen. After a while, the servants got to tell her that Alonso was devoured by wolves in the forest, but she's dead. It finishes with a note saying that the hunter who had to spend the night in the forest could tell before dying how he saw the Templars' skeletons Anne. The dead body of the Saurian noble's knight rushing for their tombs, and also how woman, with her feet full of blood, was going in circles around Alonso's tomb. So as you can see, this story will be essential for Osorio's Blind Dead movies, and also for other Spanish horror ones.
Hola, this is Rachel from the Retro Radio Diner, and you're listening to Horror Rises from Spain on the CRSB with Mistress Elena.
Thank you.
Rhymes by G.A. Becker. Rhyme number 56. To suffer is to live. Today, like yesterday. Tomorrow, just like today. Always the same. A gray sky. Eternal horizon and to walk. To walk. The heart moves rhythmically like a stupid machine. The brain's listless intelligence dozes in a corner. The soul longs for paradise, a quest without faith. Tiredness with no aim. Waves that move knowing not why. The monotone voice sings incessantly the same song. The monotone drop constantly falls and keeps falling endlessly. Thus the days go by, one running after the other. Today just like yesterday, and all with no joy or pain. Sometimes I longingly recall past woes. Suffering is better, but at least to suffer is to live.
Then we have the green eyes, los ojos verdes. It is about female spirits from the waters, especially one with green eyes that will become the obsession of a noble called Fernando, who will feel trapped by beauty and mystery. In this case, we have Fernando that is going hunting, and suddenly he thinks he saw some beautiful green eyes inside a special garden. In this case, we have the women symbolizing temptation with his beauty and his her eyes. And because Fernando, above all, is a romantic, striped by beauty, as all romantics in the world, that they don't care about it's around them, but they only care about themselves and their lovers. Also, he's trapped by the beauty of the nature. Oh, but this beauty, as in every romantic work of art, is going to be confused with women. The woman of the green eyes trapped Fernando by the mystery and the things that are indescribable. That is everything that a romantic wants to have. Here we deal with a topic that we are going to find in all Becker's legend and also in many of his poems, that women are not real. They are just illusions. This is the case of this legend and also in the next legend. Women are just illusions that came from nature. Now we arrive to El Rayo de Luna, the Moonlight Raid. It is about a man following a beautiful woman he has seen, and after he will discover it's only the moonlight. The name of the man is Manrique, and it's that is a typical name of a medieval man. This is very important because, as every romantic, Becker is going to go back to the medieval times. So the name of the man is Manrique, and is a man of letters, not interested in anything but reading. He will become mad about the woman he loves, but he will feel terrible after the discovery. In this legend we have something very typical from Becker, that is a kind of epilogue after, as a kind of conclusion. So Manrique loves solitude. He's a poet, he's always writing, reading, in a very quiet place, and his imagination makes him see fairies. It's like that how he discovers the woman he loves, and he becomes crazier and crazier. till he discovered the truth. Then we continue, and we have another one about medieval times that is called El Miserere. That is the name of a religious son, and it's set in medieval times during the Holy Thursday night inside the Abbey of Fitero in Navarra. But and this one is one that was one of those that were transmitted orally. And then we move to La Corza Blanca, that is a story of a group of women that turns into animals and cheat men and trap them. There are also, apart from this one, that are medieval, magical, and so on, there are also, at the beginning of the book of the legends, we have some of them that are very, very strange, especially for a Spanish writer in Berger's time. For example, we have La Creación, that in English is The Creation, and it's a story based on the Hindi legends of the creation of the world. There are many others, full of love, horror, and mysticism. We have to remember that if we talk about English Romanticism, all and also the rest of Europe, all the legends, all the tales were based in Spain, because it was kind of exotic for them. But, okay, this is strange, because if we, Spaniards, write about exotics, what do we have? So, in this case, Berger took Hindi things. And also, there is another one that is called La Rosa de la Pasión, The Rose of Passion, and in it he talks about Jewish and love and all the Christians, Jewish things that were around, all the fightings and how love can make them together. In this case, the ending is very surprising because all this love affair ends in a kind of a strange ritual, Jewish one, that ends with the death of the woman in a cross, and just down the cross, some years pass and flowers appear. That's another thing very typical from the medieval times. Thank you.
Rhymes by G.A. Becker. Rhyme number 63, Memories. Memories of the past, like a swarm of irate bees, come out of the dark corner to haunt me. I want to drive them away. Vain effort. They surround me. They harass me. And one by one, they thrust in me the sharp sting that inflames the soul.
He also wrote some narrative pieces in prose called narraciones, narratives in English, which are loaded with imagination and implausibility, such as Memorias de un Pavo, Memoirs of a Turkey, in which, as the title implies, he describes the trip of a turkey from its home farm to the city and is purchased to be eaten when its brains are discovered inside the already cooked body. Also, he wrote something called Letters from Myself, and so many letters, love letters to women. But the important thing is that from Letters from Myself, he show all the perception of literature he got based on the German Romanticism. He was a very special writer for Spanish literature, and although he's considered one of the biggest, he never get the recognition he deserves, in my opinion. He is not translated into English and is not compulsory reading during your studies. He is going into a kind of oblivion, and I hope this never happens. That's because here in Spain we have a tendency of just trying to erase everything that have to do with fantasy. The only writer that did something similar to Becker before him was José Zorrilla, that is the writer of Don Juan in Spanish. And he did some legends, a kind of compilation of legends in a book called Legends, of course. But they are in verse, and they are kind of not little, because they are very long. They are kind of songs in order to be said to the public. But Becker put it into prose, starting one of the genders that are the short tales, especially the fantasy ones. Also, what is special about Becker was that he was doing this when Romanticism was not going on in Spain. So he was a kind of hero for me, because the only things they were writing during the years he lived were realism stories that tried to captivate all the essence of the human being. So he was brave enough just to create these stories or to compilate these stories. Nobody knows if they were true legends or he creates them. So he's one of my favorite authors. I remember when I was a little child, and I didn't like reading at all. So my mother, that is a very intelligent woman, say, she's always seen horror movies. So the best thing for her is to read the legends by Becker. And I remember the first time I read one of his legends, I cannot describe it, I was so amused. I couldn't believe what I was reading. Although it's from the 19th century, the language is quite modern, so they are easy to understand. So, from here, I really hesitate. I don't hesitate. I encourage people to publish kind of English version of his legends, to do translations, because I know some of you are going to love them. Also, I want to thank Mirek Lipinski, I love you, that I want to thank him for doing the translation he included inside the magazine, because I know you Spanish horror fans love The Blind Dead and love different Spanish flicks. So You cannot understand Netflix, you cannot understand Osorio, you cannot understand a lot of Paul Nassi, although Paul Nassi read a lot. There are different influences in his career, but you cannot understand the beginning of Spanish horror. You are not going to understand Edgar Neville's stories, and those without reading a tale from Becker that will be the inspiration for the writers, as for example Emilio Carrere. So just go to your bookshop or library and ask for Becker's. You are not going to regret it. And now, it's time to finish with this Becker special. I hope you like it. I just wanted to make you know one of the most important figures of Spanish horror. I hope you enjoy listening to it, and I hope you enjoy the things I have said, everything. And also, I want to thank, but you cannot imagine how big is going to be this thank you. So I want to thank Dan Fisher for the poems. When he told me, when he asked me about reading the poems, I couldn't imagine he was going to do such a great job. I mean, he just chose the music, he read them, he edited the poems, so, and what you listen is the result of that. So, Dan, I love you. That was a great, great job. I couldn't imagine it could be done so great. So, thanks to Dan Fisher. Say thank to him, if you saw him. And also, you have listened during the show to some Sarasate's compositions. That Sarasate is a Spanish musician for the beginning of the 19th century. That I think was very illustrative, also it was very suitable for the topic. Very Spanish, as you can see. I love his compositions too. So I think in some of Spanish movies from the 40s, 30s and so on, you can listen to his music. And also, you have listened to some music by the band Apocalyptica from Finland. And now, we are going to say goodbye, listening to one song from the band Machetazo, that is inspired in the Blind Dead movies, that is the biggest influence that Osorio got was Becker. So it's a kind of tribute to Osorio and also to Becker. And that's all. Hope to see you next week. Remember that I have an email added, that is horizonsfromspain@gmail.com, and also the website, that is horizonsfromspain.wordpress.com. And also, I'm just preparing a special show for the anniversary. 1 year here on Cold Radio Snack Bar, and I'm very happy. So for that day, It will be announced on the website. We have some contests with very, very, very cool prizes. And also, if you want that I dedicate one song to you, or if you want to dedicate one song to a person from Horizons from Spain or whatever, just send me an email, horizonsfromspain@gmail.com, and I will play the song for you, your lover, and or your mother. Who knows? Bye-bye. See you next week. I love you all. But this week, especially Dan Fisher.
Será el alimento de los muertos sin juicio.